I don't even think I did bring up J.J. Watt in this one?
No.
When I was talking about Caitlin, we were talking about hot guys.
Oh, like the same, God, how hot guys can come concept. And just fuck your girlfriend. No, how hot famous guys.
Sure.
At any moment and any
but
time.
But there's still that same level of like, yeah, but we're the best.
Like you can.
Whoever you're with is like, yeah, dude, you're the best. That's dude. True. J.J. That is Watt's true. Fucking gay.
Yeah, how like if you see a guy who's somewhat better than you, you're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That is funny to think though, how at any point, like on your wedding day, after you were reading your girlfriend's vows, it's like
Bruno Mars could show up.
Bruno Mars can show up and just butt fuck your girlfriend in front of her family, and you just have nothing you have done.
I would murder him.
Oh, dude, I was no, one
if
of my
Bruno Mars butt fucked my girlfriend or my wife in front of me. I'd just be like, all right, wedding's off. I think I'm pretty.
You think you could handle Bruno Mars butt fucking your girlfriend?
I think I'd just be like, this is chaos, dude. And also, thank you for taking this.
Dude, would you get? You'd have to get some sort of payout. I think if Bruno Mars fucked your girlfriend, I think you're liable to like $100,000.
Probably.
You should get some sort of grievance.
That'd be tough money to take.
I think they have funds for that.
I think that's tough money to take.
What?
Be like, you fucked my girlfriend. Give me one porcel, or give me a little bit of what you have.
You get like an autographed album.
I'll take an autographed Bruno Mars.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
That happened to some dude, Fletcher Cox from the Eagles, fucked his wife.
He got money for it?
And he's like suing Fletcher Cox. Like, that ruined my marriage.
Yeah, that'll definitely do it.
Sure.
Get an Eagles player fucking.
Yeah, an Eagles defensive lineman comes in and deep dicks your wife in a
hotel
room.
I mean, just think about the fact that I can push. I can push on my torso and get an extra inch out. If I weighed 300 pounds of all muscle, they'd probably push an extra 4 inches out of their body. So when he lays down on her, it's probably just like.
It's probably. Just,
it's so much weight, dude.
That's just a hot white lady from the South getting a bull.
And imagine your wife limp. Imagine, like, you know, probably took a couple times, too. So that wife was probably limping around.
Oh.
She's probably pussy limping here and there. And he was like, what's happened to you? She's like, oh, I went horseback riding.
She's like, oh, the Eagles are on. Oh, I guess they're in town. It's like, did you fuck a defensive lineman from the Eagles? What the fuck?
That's tough.
That's
dude.
Literally the worst.
I'm definitely
D lineman in the NFL fucking your wife.
D lineman or like.
D lineman. That's like a 320-pound black dude.
What about LeBron, dude?
LeBron fucking my girlfriend.
I'd rather have LeBron.
LeBron's hot and a billionaire. He's not hot, but it's still like.
He's hot.
That's a fucking. Yeah, he's an attractive man.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's charismatic.
I suck
his dick.
I know.
but LeBron.
I'm talking about pussy damage. I don't care about status of the person. I'm talking about who's reigning in the damage. LeBron,
I've seen
D
LeBron's
Lyman.
Dick. It's not as impressive.
I saw his flask, but he might be a grower. Nice. He might be a grower.
And that was in game.
And
or
he's also
post game. That's a big dick for after a game.
He's also 6'8", so I'm expecting like knee dangler.
I don't know.
LeBron. I mean, do you think Jordan's got a hog?
Probably.
I don't think you do that many free
Jordan's
throws.
Jordan's competitive though. He might have a short, tiny little dick.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't think you become the best at free throws having a big ass dick, dude. Shaq's not good at free throws.
Who's the last guy on earth you want to destroy your marriage?
Oh, man.
Who's just the worst?
Drake, I think.
Drake would.
I'd hate if
fuck,
Drake.
Drake is a great answer.
Dude, I've actually this is like my turnpike fantasy of him like trying to fuck my girlfriend and me and be like, I'll fucking kill you, dude. Get out of here. I've definitely thought about like fighting Drake off or how I'd attack him.
Drake would suck. Douche would suck. Fucking Levine.
Who's that? Adam Levine? That would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
The worst guy, honestly, would be... Who was the dude who got Martin Shekel, who, like, bought that pharmaceutical company? That would be a tough one. The guy who, like, raised AIDS medicine and, like, made $1 billion.
If somebody... I don't know. If somebody hateable fucked my girlfriend...
Yeah.
That would... I don't know. Drake would be tough. If it was somebody I loved, that would really suck. If it was, like, Notre Dame's quarterback just fucked my girlfriend.
Well, that would ruin Notre Dame for you.
Sure.
Because I'm telling you, man. I didn't even tell you this. I think it got deleted. When I was in Chicago for Christmas, I was moving my was like getting all the old stuff out of my babe's room to take back with us. Fucking dude, apparently she had like I just see Nelly pictures everywhere. I'm in like her childhood room and I'm like, fucks with all the what's up with Nellyville, dude?
Got
like
country grammar.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is this Nelly flexing and like pointing and shit? And there's a picture with her and Nelly, and it's just like someone her friend photoshopped it for her birthday. And it was like Brittany and Nelly forever, and I was just like so mad, dude. And I had to just not be pissed about that.
You gotta
and instantly, dude, I was thinking about like country grammar, EI, and I'm like, I fucking hate
those songs all suck.
The songs are awesome, dude. And in my head,
I love those songs.
If they come on, I'm going to be like, fuck him, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Nelly.
Well, he just got accused. He got accused a little bit ago.
Of what?
I think he beat the case, but you know, he got accused of what's going around.
He's
dude.
Definitely guilty. He oh, he almost caught the fucking.
He caught the bug.
He almost caught the bug.
The bug's going around right
who else,
now.
Who else was getting in trouble for that? Oh, Vice magazine got in trouble, but the two really? Top dogs were like, we weren't part of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
But everybody's getting the bug. It's the plague.
Yeah, this is the bubonic plague, dude. It's the
fucking.
Well, I saw the lady. I mean, what's going to happen is these guys are going to have to step down, dude. I
can't believe Nelly's going to fuck your girlfriend.
You fucking better not, dude. You think I saw those pictures, dude. I was like, God damn it. That's the thing. Nelly could pop. I was like, that's where this re-entered my head. I'm in a room and I'm like, I'm safe for now, but fucking Nelly could pop out. And like, Nelly that's could, like.
He's dropping down. His stock's falling enough that he might fuck he your might girlfriend.
He might fucking pop up somewhere. He could, yeah. Because he, like. It's such a young, an adolescent crush of that capacity where you're sure. hanging pictures on
Nelly's
someone.
Nelly's still hot
that
as fuck.
That doesn't go away. Nelly's hot as fuck and he's jacked.
Nelly's hot.
And he's still rich.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, he might settle out for a couple cases, but he'll still have some money.
Like an R&B guy fucking your girlfriend would suck too.
I think I can handle that a little better.
Really?
Nah, Chris Brown, I'd be.
Chris Brown
peeved.
Is who I was thinking of.
I'd be
dude.
Peeved.
Doing
I was
dance moves. He's
I was
a
thinking more about
dancer.
Trey songs. He'd be at least sweet about it, but Chris Brown, if he'd have her doing fucking like ecstasy and shit, it'd be bad.
Yeah, dude. If somebody's gonna fuck my girlfriend, they better be a white normal guy.
I just want them to be.
I just
sweet.
Want a nice guy. To
you
want to?
You want to get cucked by a white dude?
I want to get cucked by a fucking. No, I want to get cucked by the best.
Yeah, you had some.
I'm gonna get cucked by Fletcher Cox.
Do you?
I'm gonna call the Eagles. Be like, send down Fletcher Cox. Bring him down here.
No, I'm gonna cuck you. I don't want to get cucked, but I just
no, I don't want to get cucked either.
I just want. I don't know. Is it better to get cucked by a guy with a lot of attitude and sass, or like a quiet nerd?
Getting nerd.
Cucked by a quiet nerd would suck. Just having their inner like, I got him.
No, I need a obedient
and a big nerd dick.
I need to,
their dick that just like developed from not playing sports during puberty true. Years. They have a fucking watermelon between their legs.
I need somebody who I'm better than.
Yeah.
You know, so I can be like, yeah, you fuck her.
I need
to be the in control.
Wow.
I don't want someone dominating.
You'd have
the
to
whole
fuck.
Room.
You'd have the only way to get over that is to fuck him.
Fuck his butt.
You have to fuck him.
This is crazy what we're talking about.
Or act. No, this or. Makes no sense. Yes, it does. Or just act, tell him, like, yo, I'm real into that, dude. Keep doing it. Yes. The guy was like, ew, I'm not doing this.
How about Brett Favre? That'd be cool. Brett Favre fucked your lady?
He'd be respectful.
I'd take that.
He'd probably...
Take a nice southern gentleman fucking my lady. No, that's the type of shit that pisses me off, is that corny fucking... It's like, don't get tricked.
I don't want anyone, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there is no good answer to that.
Obama.
Your relative.
Trump.
If you have a brother, that's maybe some consolation.
What, if your brother fucked your girlfriend?
I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's probably the worst thing that could happen.
Okay, so that's scratched off. I'm just spitballing
definitely
here.
The worst.
Thought we're in a safe fucking think tank.
What, if your brother fucked your
I'm just putting it out there.
Is that what you
thoughts.
Want?
I don't want that at all.
You want your brother?
No.
You got a lot of weird...
I'm saying what's better, you're someone like a relative you know and trust, or like a fucking wild stranger?
Got to be a wild stranger. Because I don't want to lose a friend also.
Well?
Because I'm definitely losing the girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I want my friend to be the one to do it.
Yeah, but what if it's like some random psycho off the street?
Perfect. Take her.
Oh, yeah, you're done at that point.
Yeah.
That makes
go
sense.
Go ahead. You too.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But you don't know.
I just don't want it to be Drizzy Drake.
Oh, man, that would suck. Or Eminem
would
be tough.
Eminem would be
tough. Especially after his last album. I'd be like, bro, no way.
I don't even think we talked about it. His last album is fucking garbage,
dude. Tough,
dude.
I listened to like 3 songs.
So sad.
Yeah. It was really sad.
Oh, sad.
I will never be as good as I was.
Yeah, like, and then the one song is like, how am I such a good father, but then I'm also a really bad husband? How is that possible? It's just like, dude,
the one
that
song
stinks.
That killed me is this one song about, like, I should have wrapped it up, but I didn't. Now I got a kid and we have to have an abortion. Damn! It's like the radio hit. It's just like, dude, you're a fucking millionaire. Have a fucking illegitimate kid. It's not a big deal. That was a song I was listening to. I'm like, dude, this is fucking dental hygienist stuff to send me. Like, I should have wrapped it up. Damn!
His one about police brutality is crazy offensive.
Yeah. You were offended.
I was triggered.
What did
he
say?
I was just laughing. I was like, what a fucking idiot.
It's weird. I mean, I don't want to spoil episode 3. You said you started, but there's a part of that that I almost was like, get the fuck out of here.
They
dude.
Hit you with the progressive.
Not dude. Okay, so you saw that girl. This won't spoil that much. You saw that girl, right?
Yeah.
You know the dude who fucking hit the dude on the bike?
Yeah.
Do you think she could overpower him and
absolutely
like murder him with her bare
chance.
Hands?
Zero chance.
Yeah, that's like... She like overpowers him and chokes him out.
I don't know if there's
she's like 110 pounds.
I don't know if there's anything that bothered me more growing up or well now is when a girl thinks she can beat you up.
Yeah.
Like I remember there were these three girls in high school, and for some reason we were talking about if I could beat up all three of them.
Yeah.
And they were like, we would beat the shit out of you.
What?
And it was like three hot chicks, and I was lifting every single day. Like I was pretty fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like I just said, I was like,
there's no way.
I was like 300 fucking pounds. And there were three hot chicks. They're like, we would just jump on your back and scratch you. I'd be like, I would fucking beat you to death.
I would. I mean, I would allow them to beat me up for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
just for my own sexual perversion, and then I would fucking murder them.
Break out of it. And fucking suplex.
Be so, dude, if it wouldn't, even, you wouldn't even beat them up. You'd give one of them a 40% punch to the head, and then the rest of them would scatter.
Yeah,
there's no way three hot chicks is watching someone get their eye socket caved in and like going in number two. Like, I got you.
Or like when girls, whenever I hear a woman like guess who would win in a fight
between
it just pisses me. Like, anybody.
Yeah,
like you could ask a girl, like, who would win a fight, me or Justin Timberlake? And they'd be like, Justin. He's like, why? It's like, look how athletic he is. He dances. You can't even move. It's like, I would fucking destroy him.
Yeah, you absolutely would.
But in a girl's mind, it's just like whoever's hot, like David Beckham.
Whoever's rich and hot.
Anybody.
Yeah, of course.
It's like,
he'd just kick you.
I mean, David Beckham might fuck me up.
I don't think so.
He's a real athlete.
No way. No way David Beckham can match. Unless he has like American Psycho rage, there's no way he matched.
I don't know. Like when it comes to soccer players, that's the tough one. That's a tough one.
Fist fighting. I don't think those guys fist fight all that much.
I don't think they fist fight all that much, but still they're athletes.
True. But it's like one of
are competitive as
soon as a fist flies to their head, dude. It all depends. Some people you never know that.
Like that's the Cristiano Ronaldo argument. It's like, because that guy's a fucking horse.
He is. He's a mule.
And he's got to be a psycho.
Yes.
He's got to be competitive as fuck.
That's true.
So I don't know. They say the same thing about LeBron. Everybody's like, oh, he's a pussy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, he's a monster.
He's what, a 6'8 fucking?
300 fucking pounds.
Yeah, he's not a pussy. I mean, he might not get in fist fights all the time. But
I love he's 300. He lost some weight. He's skinnier.
Still. He's 6'8?
He would literally kill you.
Yeah.
He would kill you.
Dude, it was funny.
And he's a pussy. He flops. It's like, yeah, on the court, he's also an animal.
Dude, yeah. That's not even – if people say they can beat up LeBron James, it's like, all right, Ben, you got it. Just get the fuck out of my face.
Like, there's no one in the NFL I think I could beat up. There's probably – and even then, it's
I could,
like
I think I could beat up a punter. I think I could take a couple punters.
There's some punters out there that'll fuck you up.
I know, but I'm saying I think I could take a couple.
You could find one?
Yeah, I think I could take a couple down.
Yeah.
I actually would like to play football against – that would be a cool a pregame, just do like regular dudes playing football against punters and kickers.
I don't know. They might fuck you up.
You think
there's probably some
punters. They're probably in pretty good condition.
Some punters you can smash.
Yeah, I think I could.
But there's I remember I was sitting there talking with my dad. We were watching the NBA, and I was asking him what players on the court he could beat up. He was drunk, and he was just naming all these players. I was
really?
Like, Dad, they would fucking kill you, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like as an older white dude, you're so ready to die that like it throws in a factor to where it's like your dad's in his head like, dude, I would just go out in a blaze of glory.
That's ISIS mentality.
I'd pull his eyes out.
I'll take on the United States military, dude.
Yeah, your dad's probably dad in his head, you're thinking about like fist fighting. He's probably thinking like pulling eyes out and fucking gouging and fish hooking.
Yeah,
that's the thing with Justin Timberlake. There's like no – it's hard to match a common man's like bleak rage versus like Justin Timberlake, who's just, if you're having like mad three and foursomes and then you just like fight the average like Redditor fucking porn addict, dude, it's like that guy's going to rip you apart.
I wanted to say this. I've been watching fucked up videos.
What'd you watch?
Just fucking every time I watch a fucked up video, women just screaming.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
What, when people are getting their heads chopped off and shit?
No, just like I watched a crane collapse the other day.
Yeah.
And just a woman was just screaming at the top of her lungs while it was collapsing.
She didn't fucking go underneath. She didn't run up and catch it?
No, from a very long distance, she was just like,
Yeah, dude, it was a total chaos.
I would look at her and just be like, shut the fuck up. That does nothing.
Yeah, that's not hurting you at all.
Just stop.
Yeah, they're just wired differently, dude.
Yeah, they're like seagulls. They just start cawing.
They're wired to choke you out, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get fucking choked out.
Me?
Yeah, some 150 pound. Some girl's going to come up 115 pounds and fucking put you down, dude.
I mean, I'm sure there's a 110-pound lady out there that could, that does martial arts, that could choke me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I doubt it.
I could probably flex and bust out of that.
Yeah, I think you could bite. You could at least bite her arm really hard.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could beat the fuck out of most women.
Yeah, except for those Russian. That's
my resolution.
To beat the fuck out of most women?
My resolution.
Or just to let them know.
Most women this year.
That's a sick thing to do in a relationship. Just not hit your girlfriend or wife, but let her know. Like,
she knows.
I just, but just to vocalize it, be like, look, I would never hit you, but if I fucking did, I would bash your fucking
If you get
eye.
Me fired up,
yeah,
I might strangle you to death.
Just let them know. Be like, I could, literally.
Yeah.
Just, I could just pull your eyes out.
You think that's a good thing to say to your woman?
Yeah, let them know.
Just like on your first date.
It's like, I could literally jump on your head and kill you.
Yeah. It's the first date, just like, hey, this is going really well. I also want you to know I could pull your fucking teeth out if I felt like it. I could hold you down and rip your teeth out with pliers.
Or even just when you're walking, put your arm around her and just fucking give a good squeeze and make you feel that. That's,
imagine that.
That's half of what I got. I'd
tear off your ears.
I could literally crack your neck.
Yeah, that's good. I think that was in my, I think my dad said that in his vows.
He said I could fuck you up.
He's like, I just want you to always remember. Rip your fucking nose out. I hold you by the under the nostrils and pull.
I haven't been to a good wedding in a while.
I was at a wedding on fucking.